Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened down 81 points this morning from yesterday's close at 19,798 on turnover of 6.7 billion NT. The market staged a technical rebound on Monday to close the trading day up 197 points on the back of investor interest in Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing, which returned to its prior ex-dividend level shortly after the market opened. Vice Premier Chen Wen-chan has announced that Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing will build two advanced IC packaging plants in Jiayi County. According to the Vice Premier, TSMC's first IC packaging plant using the sophisticated chip-on-wafer-on-substrate technology in Jiayi is scheduled to break ground in May. Construction of the first Jiayi plant is expected to be completed by the end of 2026, with mass production scheduled to begin in 2028. TSMC says the Jiayi investments seek to meet strong growing market demand for sophisticated IC packaging services for chips related to artificial intelligence applications. Lawmakers from across party lines have established a new parliamentary friendship group for the Czech Republic and Austria. The group is a reorganization of the Parliamentary Friendship Group for Czechia, which was established during the previous legislature. The newly formed group covering the two European countries is headed by KMT lawmaker Wang Mei-ling and includes 11 other lawmakers as vice chairs who come from the KMT, the DPP, and the Taiwan People's Party. According to Wen, some 50 members of the legislature have so far joined the group, and more are expected to join in the coming weeks. Deputy Foreign Minister Tian Zhongguang is thanking lawmakers for their efforts to promote friendship with their foreign counterparts, saying friendship groups could help his office boost practical collaborations and interactions with the two countries. Meanwhile, the Bank of Japan is widely expected to end negative interest rates when a two-day policy meeting concludes today. Analysts believe record wage hikes recently announced by large companies have created the conditions the bank needs to begin phasing out quantitative easing. Chris Gilbert reports from Japan.
Media outlets in Japan, including Nikkei Asia, are expecting one of the biggest policy changes in nearly two decades. It could include an end to yield curve controls and risk asset purchases, and the long-standing negative interest rate of minus 0.1%. Reports suggest policymakers may be looking to move rates to between 0 and 0.1% for the first time in 17 years, as pivotal bank prerequisites to begin normalizing monetary policy, such as the 2% inflation target and natural wage growth, come into view. Earlier this month, Rengo, the country's largest union, won a more than 5% pay increase for its members, the largest since 1991. Economists say even if Japan does end the negative interest rate, it does not expect further upward movement, as interest rate cuts are expected in Europe and America in the coming months. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.
And a new Banksy mural has drawn crowds to a London street. The artwork in the Finsbury Park neighborhood covers the wall of a four-story building and shows a small figure holding a pressure hose beside a large cherry tree. Banksy claimed the work by posting before and after photos on his official Instagram account. The new attraction drew on Monday a stream of onlookers who took photos and snapped selfies. Many discerned an environmental message in the vibrant green artwork, which appeared on St. Patrick's Day. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.